The Saline County Commission discussed a meeting held recently regarding energy-saving options for the county jail facility during its most recent meeting. Southern District Commissioner Monty Finner said the meeting was held to see what kind of energy-efficient options are available at the Saline County Jail.
We did meet at the Sheriff's Office yesterday morning, and we met with a representative from MC Power in regard to a system and solar panels. And so we're investigating maybe some solar panels in the future out at Justice Center.
Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. said the meeting was very informational, but the cost of installing solar panels would not be cost-effective due to their high price range and the lifespan of the panels. Guthrie added different energy-saving options are being looked at. In other business from the meeting, Clerk Debbie Russell gave an update on the November election regarding registration and the need for volunteers.
The last day to register to vote for the November election will be October the 10th at 5 o'clock at the County Clerk's office. And we'll be calling our poll workers to serve as judges for the upcoming election sometime next week. And we're always looking for volunteers to serve in that capacity. So if anyone has any suggestions on that, we're always looking forward to new faces and have ample opportunities to have those slots filled.
Again, the last day to register for the November election is by 5 p.m. tomorrow. List of area road closures due to flooding has grown, but a couple of are no longer closed. According to MoDOT Traveler Information Map, in Carroll County, Highway 10, just west of Carrollton, is closed. Also, Route E at Turkey Creek and Route N at Muddy Creek are no longer listed as being closed. However, Route D near Plymouth in the northern part of Carroll County is closed. In Lafayette County, Missouri Highway 224 at the Missouri River, just west of Lexington, is closed. Also closed are Routes FF and D at the Snyabar Creek. Drivers are advised to seek alternate routes. Governor Mike Parson and Fair Director Mark Wolf have announced attendance for the 2018 Missouri State Fair. According to a news release, 340,957 people attended this year's fair. There were many successes to be celebrated, including Governor Parson was the guest of honor and keynote speaker at the sellout Governor's Ham Breakfast on Thursday, August 16th. Proceeds from the auction set records, as did proceeds from the sale of Champions auction, with funds from both benefiting Missouri youth involved in agriculture. The 2019 fair will be held August 8th through the 18th in Sedalia. For more information about the 2019 fair, visit www.mostatefair.com. You can read more details with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. The Marshall Public Library Board of Trustees is scheduled to meet later this afternoon. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to discuss a leak in the meeting room and updating the library with furniture, as well as the painting of the main floor and hallway. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for the board to discuss personnel matters. That meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:15 in the meeting room at the library at 214 North Lafayette Avenue. And the Sweet Springs Board of Aldermen is scheduled to hear reports from various departments during its meeting tonight. The agenda says the board also is scheduled to consider approving the 2019 transient guest tax applications. That meeting is scheduled to be held at 6 o'clock at City Hall at 324 South Miller Street in Sweet Springs. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.